Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Today's Images of the Past takes a look back at the polio epidemic in South Dakota. If you go online to sdpb.org/images-of-the-past, you can find a 1949 film about the West River Crippled Children's Hospital and Polio Center in Hot Springs. That's courtesy of Historical Footprints Incorporated. In 1950, for background, there were 298 cases of polio in the state. There were three times as many in 1952 at the peak of the epidemic. You can find that history on the website, but for our next conversation, we wanted to look at the relevance of something such as the polio epidemic and look ahead a little bit at disease in South Dakota and how we fight it. With us for that conversation, we have two guests. First, we have Dr. Lon Keitlinger. He's a South Dakota State epidemiologist. Sir, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
And also with us, we have Dr. Archana Chatterjee. She's a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Sanford Children's. She's also professor and chair of the Department of Pediatrics and the senior associate dean for faculty development at the University of South Dakota Sanford School of Medicine. Dr. Chatterjee, welcome as well.
Thank you, Lori. Very good afternoon to you.
Thanks for being here. I don't know if you either of you had a chance to sort of look at the video at all, but one of the things I noticed was at the time how little was known about polio and how quickly medical professionals were sort of grasping for the latest techniques and strategies to help kids heal and get better. Dr. Keitlinger, can you give us a little history lesson of any path you want to take there regarding polio in South Dakota?
Well, yeah, as far as the history goes, the biggest year in South Dakota when we had our big outbreak was in 1952, and we had 1,017 cases that year. It was all over the state. It seemed like the county that was hardest hit was Dual County. They had 94 of the cases, and that's a small population county. Then I think the biggest thing was not so much in the treatment of polio, but in the vaccine. The vaccine was put out in 1955, so just a few years later. And here in South Dakota and across the United States, at least, the numbers of polio went down, down, down. We had our last cases in 1963, so it's been over 50 years since we've had a case of polio in South Dakota. And that last case was in Minnehaha County, and now, you know, we've eradicated or eliminated it from the United States and are just on the cusp of eliminating it worldwide. And that will be a huge, fantastic, wonderful day when we do that.
Hmm. Dr. Chatterjee, anything you want to look back on polio, or do you want to start here and look forward?
You know, I think Dr. Keitlinger has covered the history very well. The thing with polio that I think is important in the modern day to remember is although it has been eliminated in most countries in the world, it still continues to exist in some parts of the world. And as we say, it is only a plane ride away. So unfortunately, as long as polio exists anywhere in the world, we have to be aware of it and we have to take precautions by vaccinating children as much as we can. There are some children who cannot be vaccinated with certain vaccines, and some children who do not respond to vaccines. So there are some issues with some of these kids. And so it is very important that as much of the population be vaccinated to continue to protect it against polio.
Do we have an equivalent today that there's a sense of urgency about when it comes to children and infectious diseases, Dr. Chatterjee?
Well, there are a number of pediatric infectious diseases that have been controlled with vaccines. As a result, we tend to see fewer vaccine-preventable diseases, and there really, to me, isn't anything close to what the sort of panic there was with polio. I guess the one disease that I would like to see a vaccine for that we do not currently have a vaccine for is something called respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. This is a very common virus that young children get, and most children actually just get colds and maybe not that sick, but especially for children who are born prematurely or have underlying heart or lung conditions, this can be a deadly disease, and it would certainly be great to have a vaccine for RSV.
Dr. Keitlinger, what battles are we sort of facing now in your mind?
Well, it seems like every year there's an outbreak of the year or the disease of the year. A few years ago, back in 2009, the influenza pandemic hit us, and that was a new influenza virus, and the vaccine for that had to be developed very quickly, very rapidly. And every year we've got influenza, and we've got a vaccine for it, a not quite perfect vaccine, but we do have one. We had avian flu hit South Dakota 2 years ago, killed millions of turkeys and chickens here in the state, and the fear was that it would evolve or change enough so that it was infectious human to human, and we did not have a human vaccine for that bird flu. Fortunately, it didn't become transmissible within the human population. And then there's the other diseases that have been in the news. A year and a half ago, it was Ebola. This year, it's Zika. And the chase for vaccines is on for those particular diseases. But I think for us here in South Dakota, influenza is the one. That's the one that kills the most people. 2 years ago, we had a horrific influenza outbreak in the state. 63 people were killed by it. So, you know, we've got our own, you know, certainly not as bad and as terrifying as polio, but we've got our own diseases in this day and age. And so,
Dr. Chatterjee, there's something about when I was watching the video on polio that so you see these children and it's so obvious what's wrong with them. Is it harder to express to people to get a vaccination for something that they don't see on a daily basis, or they don't get that sense of urgency?
Sure. Unfortunately, because vaccines have been so successful in reducing the incidence of many childhood diseases, these have disappeared from the public consciousness pretty much. But we are brought back to the brutal reality that these diseases are not not gone. From some of the examples that we have in recent years, for example, the measles outbreak that happened started in California a couple of years ago, and we actually had, I believe it was 13 cases, Dr. Keitlinger, here in South Dakota.
Yes,
that were linked to that outbreak.
Here.
Yeah. So unfortunately, you know, these diseases, since we don't see them commonly, a lot of parents and caregivers of children think that they're gone and they don't need to vaccinate children, and that's just not true. In terms of, being aware of these diseases, all it takes is talking to our friends and families. You know, if you go back a generation or two, there are plenty of people around who have seen these diseases and know what devastation they can cause.
What's the legacy of something like polio in South Dakota, Dr. Keitlinger? Do you have any idea, looking forward, the people who survived it, the people who worked to treat it?
Well, yeah. You know, most of the people who were working the outbreaks and in healthcare, 60 years ago, they're no longer active in the field, if they're even around anyway. But we have plenty of people in South Dakota and elsewhere who suffered from polio back then and are now, you know, they've managed to have a life, and oftentimes a very good life, but they suffer. My own cousin had polio back in that area or that era, and she's in a wheelchair now. So, and she's had, kind of a rough time of it. But, there are people who still suffer the effects of outbreaks that we had over 60 years ago in this state.
Dr. Keitlinger, can we eradicate something like influenza? When we talk about eradicating polio, could you eradicate anything with similar structures?
Well, polio and smallpox, those are the two diseases. Smallpox is gone. We've eradicated that. And polio is next on the list. But those are human-only diseases. They're transmitted human to human, and they're pretty stable viruses, too. So you get a good vaccine for that, and you're set to go. But, oh, gosh, influenza, that's a tricky virus. It's always evolving. It's always changing. It starts in birds, can be transmitted to pigs. And, gosh, you know, we can control influenza and protect ourselves. But eradication, I wouldn't use that word. I am yeah. not that bold.
Would you like to give us our annual speech on how and when to get your flu shot then? I'd like to take the opportunity here.
Yeah, right now. Get it right now.
Right now.
It's still
We're in
low.
The season.
It's still low in South Dakota in the United States, but don't wait till after Thanksgiving. Now is the time, today.
Dr. Chatterjee, any final thoughts on anything from polio to what you want parents to know now for their kids and adults?
Well, you know, as I said, we need to continue to vaccinate both children and adults for all the vaccine-preventable diseases that we have excellent and safe vaccines for. And I would echo Dr. Keitlinger's exhortation to get your influenza vaccine. This year, the only vaccine that is being used is the injectable vaccine, unfortunately. But it's important to get those vaccines, especially before the holidays, before people start to congregate in large numbers and spread these infections. It's very important to get all of these vaccines. As for polio, I'm still holding out the hope that I will see it eradicated in my lifetime. We are very close, as Dr. Keitlinger said. There's a small pocket of polio endemic that is along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border areas. That's the only place in the world that it remains endemic, really. And unfortunately, from there, it does spread to other places. But it's an amazing thing to think about how polio has been pretty much controlled in the rest of the world. And as Dr. Keitlinger says, we have excellent vaccines available that make it a possibility that we are actually going to see the second childhood infectious disease eradicated with polio eradication sometime in the near future.
Dr. Archana Chatterjee, I want to say thank you for your time. Thanks for being here as well. Dr. Lon Keitlinger, thanks both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.